弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
那么祝所有的母亲们母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here.
好不好跟附近你的母亲
Please,
有母做母亲的说母亲节快乐。
Greet the mothers next to you. And wish them Merry Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh my God.
母亲节快乐。Yeah, 我想教会每年都有这个庆祝母亲节的活动哈。
Every year we have activity to celebrate Mother's Day.
因为母亲节最开始也是从教会开始的。
Because Mother's Day started from church.
因为我们知道说母亲在一个人生命中成长中的重要性哈。
We know how important it is to have a great mother in our lives.
那教会今年呢也特别为所有的母亲预备了母亲节的礼物哈。
This year we have prepared special presents to all the mothers here.
那这里就是一个啊这样的礼物。
Here's a sample.
是我们 Delcy 姐妹精心预备的哈。
Sister
我们谢谢她好不好？
prepared for us. Thank you.
你看很漂亮，这里还有一朵花，
so、
对不对
？So pretty, has a flower in it.
那这里边到底有什么东西？你们自己一会儿就发现了。
We'll find out what's inside the bag.
那么每一位母亲都可以拿哈。
Every mother gets to have one.
每一个姐妹都可以拿。
Every sister can have one.
Yeah, 除非你太年轻了，就不要拿了。
You're too young, maybe not.
yeah. 首先我们来祝贺我们的母亲哈。
First, let's celebrate our mothers.
我们母亲节快乐哈。
Happy Mother's Day.
我们今天讲到的题目叫一位特殊的母亲。
We're going to talk about a special mother today.
那么在我们当中也有很多特殊的母亲。
Among us, we have many special mothers.
那我们在这个时候特别来纪念他们哈。
Let's remember them.
那么在网上聚会的呢，我们知道我们有这个最年长的母亲，也是周师母在网上参加我们的聚会。
On the Zoom, we have the oldest mother among us, Mrs. Zhou.
那我们祝周师母，母亲节快乐哈。
Wish, Mrs. Zhou Happy Mother's Day.
那在我们当中呢，也有非常年长的母亲哈。
Among us, we have, quite senior mothers here.
那么第一位就是。这个小娟哈，吕小娟的母亲。
The first one is the mother of 李小娟。
她第一次跟我们在一起聚会哈。
She is the first time here.
好，谢谢。
Thank
那小娟可以告诉你妈妈今年高寿
？Can you tell us how old your mother is? A hundred years by January.100 years by January.
这是我们当中最长寿的母亲了哈。
Our longest living mother here.
那我们也纪念到乔妈妈在我们当中今天哈。
We also want to remember Mrs. Chow.
Yeah. 嗯，乔妈妈，母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Chow.
也是第一次回到我们当中做。
First time back to service here.
我们实体的敬拜哈。
Thank you.
那么其实在我们当中每一位母亲真的都是非常的辛劳。
Every mother is very hardworking.
其实每个母亲的故事你都可以写成一本书的。
Every mother's story can be written in a book.
这就是神的恩典。
That's God's grace.
所以神的恩典不但是纪念到我们这些做母亲的姐妹们。
God's grace not only remembers all the sisters,
也是提醒我们上帝的爱在这当中。
But also to remind us of His grace.
当我们不会说话，不认识这个世界的时候，神的爱已经围绕着我们了。
When we didn't know how to speak or know the world, God's love is already surrounding us.
所以我们当中我也特别讲到啊，还有一位特殊的母亲哈，她就是汤秀贵姐妹哈。
We have a special mother whose name is 汤秀贵。
我们大家都认识她吧哈。
Terry
那我们知道他的孩子是因为事故是有这个 瘫痪在床上，那么作为一个母亲，她是非常的辛苦。
Her son has some physical handicaps, but she works really hard.
我们知道一个母亲就是母亲的爱是何等的伟大哈。
How great is motherly love?
在这个母亲节的时候，我们特别跟你说母亲节快乐哈。
Happy Mother's Day to you, Terry.
那么今天我们也知道吉吉在我们当中哈，我们祝吉吉你母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day to you, 吉吉。
因为我们知道吉吉的孙女是刚刚过世，她只有几个月大哈。
Gigi's grandbaby just passed away, just a few months old.
我们求主安慰做母亲的心哈。
We pray to the Lord to comfort your family.
我们也求主帮助他们的家人。
We pray that Lord will bring comfort to your family.
我们去年的时候呢，曾经有这个母亲节的时候找弟兄姐妹做见证哈。
Last Mother's Day, if you remember, we brought brothers and sisters to testify for their mother's love.
但是那一次的话，因为我们有疫情的关系，我们全部改成在网上聚会哈。
But due to pandemic, we had to do it on the Zoom.
那么所以呢，不能来到实体哈。
And we couldn't be here in person.
那今天呢，我们终于可以回到这个教会来一起的来敬拜神。
Today we can celebrate Mother's Day together in the church.
好。让我们开始今天的信息之前，我们先做一个简短的祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
因为我们知道主你是爱我们的神。
We know you love us.
在我们知道你之前，你已经爱了我们。
Before we even know you, you loved us first.
还我们还在母腹当中的时候，主你已经塑造了我们。
Lord, you built us while we are still in our mother's womb.
当我们纪念母亲节的时候，
When we remember the Mother's Day,
我们不但要来向我们的母亲们致敬，
we not only celebrate our mothers here,
我们更是让我们怀着敬虔的心知道说，主啊，你是这缔造母爱的神。
Help us remember, Lord, you are the one who created love.
你配得一切的荣耀与赞美。
You're worthy of all praises and glory.
我们恭敬将今天的信息我们交托在主的手中。
We put our message today in your hands.
也求主你帮助我们领悟从神而来的话语。
Help us understand the word of God.
让我们的母亲变得更坚强。
Help us our mothers to be stronger.
让我们弟兄姐妹变得更加的有爱。
Help brothers and sisters to be more lovingly.
让我们在生活当中，我们真的是更多的经历主你的同在。
Help us experience you every day in our lives.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那么我们今天的母亲节呢，我们特别来思考圣经中一位特殊的母亲。
Let's study the special mother in the Bible today.
那这个特殊的母亲呢，就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
The special mother is the mother of Jesus.
那刚才凤玲姐妹跟这个 Melissa 姐妹都有读这一段经文哈。
We read Luke first earlier today.
我们希望从玛利亚的身上，我们看到母爱的力量。
We hope that we'll see the power of mother's love today.
我们也希望这个力量可以激励我们。
We hope this Mary's life will inspire us.
可以我们用这样的爱去爱我们周围所有的人。
So that we can embrace others with love around us.
所以玛利亚呢，我们今天来思想玛利亚的三个小故事。
We're going to look at three stories of Mary.
那第一个小故事呢，就是记载在路加福音的第一章26-38节。
The first story was recorded in Luke chapter 1, 26 through 38.
就是刚才我们所读的这段经文，那里讲到说，天使向玛利亚宣告耶稣的降生。
In the scripture we read earlier, the angel appeared to Mary to announce the birth of Jesus.
所以圣经说，玛利亚的受孕是突如其来的。
And it says the conceived baby was very sudden.
所以在34节的时候，他就非常吃惊，当天使说你要怀孕。
In 34, when the angel said to Mary, she was very surprised.
那么她是从圣灵感孕而生，玛利亚说，我还没有出嫁， 怎么可能有这种事情？
She was conceived through the Holy Spirit, and Mary was like, I didn't even know a man. How can I have a baby?
所以在那个时代，如果未婚先孕的话，那是一个很大的耻辱。
During that time, when you are pregnant without a marriage, that's a huge shame.
你几乎没有办法在社会上，在我你所生活那社区，或者在你的家族中。都没有办法来接受。
You can't even settle in your own family or in the whole big family around you if you are in that position.
但天使向他解释了说这个受孕的原因之后。
After the angel explained the reasons why she is pregnant.
我们看到玛利亚说什么我是主的使女。
Mary said, I'm the maidservant of the Lord.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上。所以我们知道说玛利亚完全知道这样事情的后果是怎样。
We know Mary also knows the consequences of having a baby like that.
她完全不顾做一个这样的母亲所付出的代价。
And she didn't care about the prices she was going to pay.
所以由此可见我们知道玛利亚的母爱是基于她对上帝的信任。
We know that her love is stem from the love of God.
所以我们从玛利亚的身上看到一个年轻母亲的果敢和信心。
We saw the courage and confidence from Mary, a young mother.
所以为了迎接一个新的生命的到来啊,
To welcome a new baby.
她所展示的勇气真是值得我们佩服。
She demonstrated a courage that's very respectable to all of us.
因为她愿意成为一个母亲不是出于自身的需要
because she wants to be a mother, not because of her own need,
也不是为了满足家族的利益
not to satisfy his family's interest.
你知道很多人传宗接代是很重要的嘛
For many, it's important for the family to have offsprings.
她是完完全全的顺服神
But she is completely submitting herself to God.
无论这个婴儿给她带来多大的困扰
No matter how much trouble this baby is going to bring her,
她都默默地接受了。
She accepted completely.
所以玛利亚的母爱是不同寻常的。
So we can see Mary's love is extraordinary.
因为她愿意为上帝之名忍辱负重啊。
Because she wanted to do that for the name of God.
所以这样的母爱是伟大的。
Such great motherly love.
因为她这样的爱是完全一种无私的爱。
Such a selfish love.
源于他爱神至深的缘故。
Because she loved God so deeply.
我们看到说，这就是为什么他这样的果敢哈，愿意承担起做母亲的一个责任。
That is why she can be so courageous and be a mother under such circumstances.
所以这就是母爱的升华。
That's the sublimation of motherly love.
所以说有人讲母爱呢是天然的哈。
Some people say motherly love is very natural.
确实是这样的。
Sure.
当一个母亲怀孕了之后她整个的生命都会改变。
When a mother is pregnant, her whole life changes.
我们知道这种母爱其实是神赐给我们每个人的礼物。
Such love is really a gift from God.
因为每个人都是由母亲我们才可以来到这个世界上。
Everyone comes to this world because of our mother.
那我们都离不开母亲的哺育我们才可以长大成人。
We grow up under our mother's love.
那最近我看到一个故事讲到说一个女孩她是因为被人家强暴之后突然间怀孕的。
Recently I read a story about a girl who got pregnant after being raped.
那当时所有的人包括他的家里人亲戚朋友都说这个孩子要做流产流掉不能要这个孩子。
Everyone who knows her said, oh, you have to let the baby go.
因为你还年纪很轻啊。
Because you're so young.
不能为这个孩子拖累了你的前程。
You can't be burdened by this baby.
但是当这个女孩带了手术室的时候
When she was in the surgery room.
她突然间感受到这个孩子是这么的渺小和这么的软弱。
She felt how weak and small the baby was.
所以她说，如果我不去保护他的话，世界上没有人可以保护他。
She said, if I do not protect this baby, who will there be to protect this baby?
所以她下定决心说，我要把这个孩子生下来。
She decided to have the baby.
那当然，她知道她这样的后果，她为这个孩子，她这一生付出了。 很多的代价。
She knew at that moment she will have a lot of prices to pay to have a baby like that.
但是当这个孩子长大了，一个非常优秀的年轻人哈。
But when the baby grew up, he became a very outstanding young man.
所以这就是母爱哈。
This is motherly love.
所以梁启超呢，曾经讲过这样一句话了哈。
A famous person in Chinese recent history called 梁启超。
他说。女人本弱，为母则刚。
One said, "Women are weak, but mothers are strong."
所以，当一个女人成为母亲之后，她就会变得非常的勇敢。
When a girl becomes a mother, she becomes very courageous.
所以我们先来看第二个故事哈。
Let's see the second story.
第二个故事是讲到了这个玛利亚呢，是发生在耶稣传道之后。
This happens after Jesus started preaching.
那这段经文呢是在马可福音哈。
It's in Mark.
马可福音的31-35节。
Chapter 3, verses 31-35.
我来读中文，然后玛丽莎来读英文哈。好，那么当下，耶稣的母亲和弟兄来，站在外边打发人去叫他。
And his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him.
有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”
And a multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you."
耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”
But he answered them, saying, "Who is my mother or my brothers?"
就四面观看那周围坐着的人说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”
And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers."
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and mother.
所以我们看到这第二个故事，当时耶稣传道的时候是受了。很大的非议。
We can see in the second story, Jesus was criticized when he was preaching.
很多人不理解他为什么会这样做哈。
Many people didn't understand why he would do that.
他家人都以为说这个人已经癫狂了哈。
His family thought he was crazy.
那么不做正经的事情去做这些事情哈。
And he didn't do the business as the family told him to.
所以他的母亲跟兄弟就去找他说。你赶快回家吧。
So his mother and brothers came to look for him and asked him to come home with him.
那么我们明显的看到耶稣并没有听从母亲的劝告。
And we can see that Jesus didn't listen to them.
那么这一段经文呢，很多人以为说，你看耶稣啊，好像不太尊敬他妈妈哈。
Some people thought when they read the scripture here, thinking they didn't Jesus didn't respect his mother.
实际上不是这样子哈。
Actually not.
耶稣只是利用这个机会。来什么？向周围的众人讲了一个很深刻的属灵道理。
Jesus just trying to teach everyone around him a very special spiritual truth.
我们看到玛利亚，即使在这种情况下怎么样，她依然支持儿子的选择。
We see under these circumstances, Mary still supported her son.
而且在后来，我们也看到说，玛利亚对儿子是不离不弃的。
And we can tell later that she never gave up.
我们华人的父母都对孩子既有很高的期望啊。
Chinese parents have great expectations of their children.
那父母呢，常常是牺牲很多，投入很多。
Parents invest a lot and sacrifice a lot for their children.
但是我们也期望我们的孩子可以怎么样，可以出人头地。光宗耀祖哈。
We expect our children to be outstanding and bring glory to our family.
其实这些都也无可非议哈。
This is not wrong.
但是我们知道，孩子是耶和华赐给我们的产业。
However, we know children are heritage from God.
不是我们实现自己梦想的工具哈。
Not the tool to realize our own dreams.
所以爱呢，母爱首先是什么？是尊重哈。
Love is first respect.
所以我们要了解孩子的天赋跟兴趣在哪里。
We need to understand our children's talents and interests.
你要尊重孩子们的选择哈。
And respect their choices.
那么现在其实不知有多少的家庭就是因为父母不认同孩子的选择而陷入那种长期的冷战当中哈。
How many families are at odds because the parents, they do not respect their children's choices in their lives?
所以我们从玛利亚的身上看到一个真正的母爱是怎么样？是支持，是对孩子的一种支持。
From the story Mary, you can see the real love for children is to support.
支持孩子们去追求自己的理想。
Support them to pursue their dreams.
他们会引导孩子，帮助他们成长。
They will guide them and help them grow.
那毕竟孩子们所生活的时代与我们的时代大不一样。
Obviously, the children grow up in a very different era than we have grown up.
面对的挑战也不同。
And the challenges are very different.
但是有一点我们知道说孩子们实际上在神面前跟我们是平等的。
But we need to remember, before God, children and us are all the same.
因为将来他们在神的面前跟我们怎么样同德产业。
And they will get inheritance from God, just like us.
所以作为母亲的话，对孩子的支持，我想这个是他一生的福气啊。
As mothers, when we support our children, that's our blessing from God.
我们以前认识一个老姐妹哈。
I remember older sister.
那么她现在回到台湾住。
She went back to Taiwan.
现在大概有一百多岁了。
She's probably over 100 years old.
那么她有好几个孩子。
She has many children.
啊，这老姐妹是信主、信耶稣非常坚强的一个人。
She's a very strong believer.
哎，每天为孩子们就是祷告。
Every day she prays for her children.
Yeah, 因为这是这种中国来的这种老基督徒从中国到台湾然后到美国现在他又回到台湾住、啊、
And she's a very old Christian. She grew up in China, went to America, and then went back to Taiwan.
所以每天为孩子们大声的祷告、啊、
Every day she prays loud for her children.
所以对孩子们是何等的一个支持、啊、
Such a great support for her kids.
不管孩子们遇到什么事情
No matter what they encounter in their life.
关键的时候他都出场的。
In the critical time, she always shows up.
那么她的一个女儿，她的孩子因为一个事故去世了哈。
She has a daughter whose child passed away during an accident.
所以在那种场合，这个老妈妈怎么自己九十多岁依然怎么样出来站在那个地方。
In that hard time, the old 90-year-old mother came out.
所以给女儿一个很大的支持。
To support her.
所以。这样一个敬虔的母亲是我们应该效法的榜样。
Such a great believer of mother is who we should set an example for.
为孩子们祷告。
To pray for our children.
当他们最需要的时候就勇敢地站出来支持他们。
When they need us the most, we should be out there and supporting them.
好，我们看第三个故事啊。
Let's see the third story.
第三个故事呢就是玛利亚陪同耶稣走十字架的道路。
The third story is about Mary accompanying Jesus on the way of suffering.
那记载在约翰福音十九章二十五到二十七节。
It's in Book John, chapter 19, 25 to 27.
我来读中文，玛丽莎来读英文。
Question: We're reading Chinese or reading English?
约翰福音十九章二十五节，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的妹妹，并格罗巴的妻子。玛利亚和摩大拉的玛利亚。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son."
又对那门徒说看你的母亲
And to the disciple, here's your mother.
从此那门徒就接她到自己的家里去了
From that time on, the disciple took her into his home.
我们看到说在十字架的道路上怎么样玛利亚是一种陪着儿子走过的
We can see Mary accompanied Jesus on the way to suffer.
我们知道一个母亲要看着自己的儿子要陪同自己的儿子走向死亡之路，他的心情是可想而知的。
We can only imagine how bad she feels when she had to accompany her son to death.
那么，这就是母爱的一种升华。
That's the sublimation of a motherly love.
因为他陪同儿子，不是因为儿子有什么荣耀。
He accompanied her son not because out of glory.
因为在那个时代，十字架是代表一个耻辱的记号。
Because during that time, cross means shame.
那只有罪大恶极的人才会被处以极刑。
Only those who are extremely bad people will be put on a cross.
所以我们看到玛利亚的母爱是把她的母爱融入在她对上帝的爱之中。
We can tell here Mary completely melts her love of God into her son Jesus.
所以母爱是伟大的。
Therefore, motherly love is great.
但是只有升华的母爱才是最伟大的。
Only the sublimated motherly love is the greatest.
那怎么样才能使我们的母爱升华呢？
So how can we be a mother like Mary?
就是我们的母爱要完全融入到上帝的爱之中。
That is, we need to melt our motherly love in the love of God.
那么前一阵子新闻中有讲到哈，美国有一个案子啊。
Recently there's a case.
那在密执安州呢，一个这个青少年呢，他在学校开枪，就是打死了好几个学生。
A teenager in Michigan opened fire and killed many people.
那么这个事情已经发生在几年前了。
And that was several years ago.
那最近的话，这个当地的检察官决定什么呀？把他的父母给告上法庭。
Lately, his parents were summoned to the court.
因为这个孩子还没有成年。
Because their child was not adult at the time.
但是会发现这个父母在家里面一直纵容这个孩子怎么样去开枪哈。
But later on, they discover the parents really let their son go astray.
而且知道他孩子有危险的倾向的时候，他们怎么样？也没有采取任何措施。
They did nothing, even though they knew their son was very violent.
所以这就是一个父母错误的溺爱导致的一个悲剧的产生。
When you love your kids the wrong way, it produces really bad results.
所以今天我们透过玛利亚的故事，我们看到一位伟大的母亲。
We saw a great mother through the story of Mary today.
她所遇到的事情，我们在座的每一位母亲都不想遇到的。
What she's encountered, none of us would want to.
第一件就是说，你未婚得到一个你不想要的孩子。
Well, the first thing is you got a baby even though you're not married.
然后呢？你看到你的孩子走的一条路是完全不是你想让他走的。
And you saw your son go on a journey that's not something you wish for.
那么最后呢，他是跟儿子就要生离死别的一个经历。
And then you have to watch him die.
所以玛利亚就是母爱升华的一个完美典范。
Mary is such a perfect model for the sublimation of motherly love.
所以愿我们的在座的每一个母亲呢，都可以有这样的升华啊。
May this kind of sublimation happens to all the mothers here.
也愿呢，我们在座的每一个弟兄姐妹都能够经历到让我们的爱可以升华到上帝之爱之中。
May all the brothers and sisters here can transcend our love to our godly love to others.
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his words.
那么最后呢，今天呢，我们将有一个特殊的祷告。
We have a special prayer.
我们就是为母亲们祷告。
Let's pray for mothers.
如果我们在座的弟兄姐妹，你有心愿为你的母亲祷告的话。
If you have wish to pray for your mother today.
可否请你站起来，我就在这里为你来祷告。
Would you please stand up and I'll pray for you?
好 ，Cherry， 好
，Cherry，
好，祝秀兰姐妹，还有Sunny， 哦，有乔炳生，
乔炳生，
哦，有 Jackson， 有小娟，
小娟，
有 Karen， 有娇玲姐妹，
娇玲，
有 Rachel，
Lee。
有
Colin，
yeah， 后面还有有关丽，
关丽，
有这个 哦，后面还一个，有徐忠哈，徐忠的母亲已经在这里，
嗯，
还为这个谁，天来，
天来，
为 Anna， 还有谁我 miss 掉？冯石敏，哦，
石敏，
这个Baron right 是乔红的儿子，
乔红的儿子，
好，为白燕，
白燕，
好，我们为你的母亲，可能你的母亲还没有信主，我就。希望说主能包容他，啊，让他更好的认识真理。或许你的母亲有身体上的原因，我们也求神亲自的医治他，啊。
Maybe your mother has not believed in Jesus as her personal savior, or maybe she has some health issues.
好，
We'll pray for them.
好，还有小倩在后面，哈，我们也为他们祷告。我们神看重我们在他面前爱母亲的心，我相信为这个原因。神会特别垂听我们的祷告。
God will listen to our prayers because she knows how much we love our mothers.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们为这些弟兄姐妹，他们的母亲还健在，我们都献上感恩。
We pray for the mothers of our brothers and sisters here who are still on this earth.
愿主你赐福给他们的母亲。
May you bless their mothers.
愿主你帮助他们。
May you help them.
让他们真的能将他们对孩子的爱能够升华融入到上帝的爱之中。
May their love for their children be sublimated into our godly love.
愿他们可以更好的认识你。
May they know you better.
如果他们还没有信主的话，我们真是求圣灵你开启他们的眼睛。
If they haven't believed in you, Lord, please have Holy Spirit open their eyes.
你垂听孩子们从心里所发出的呐喊。
Please listen to the cries from their children.
你眷顾他们的母亲。
Please bless their mother.
你怜悯他们的灵魂。
And have mercy on their souls.
你使他们可以得到这完美的救恩。
Help them have the salvation.
我们当中的母亲有身体软弱的。
Their mothers who are weak.
我们求主你特别的医治。
May you heal them.
愿主你大能的手能够亲自的抚摸，
May your graceful hand touch their body.
使他们可以身体强壮，
Help them be strong physically.
那么使儿女的心可以得到喜乐跟满足，
Please their children's heart.
让这些母亲都可以陪伴的儿女在世上有更多的日子，
May all the mothers accompany their children on this earth with many many years.
愿主你垂听母亲的祷告。
May you listen to mother's prayers.
你眷顾一个母亲爱孩子的心。
And you pray, you bless the love for the mothers.
愿他们在你面前所祈求，所为孩子们的祝福，主你都一一的垂听。
May you grant their prayers for their children, each one of them.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.